I want to get into this map, Ed, that you sent us that Lex has posted on our website. Kind of scary, especially for a guy who lives in St. Louis and has his family there. I'm right in the middle of all this. And no matter where I go, either St. Louis or Los Angeles, what's going on there?
Well, the events, recent events this week in Japan prompted me to say, okay, I better look ahead at the next one in the world and put the word out on the streets that even though we don't know the when, folks, give folks an option if they can trust what my work, the Matrix Intelligence Agency's work, to stay or go, okay, because we all have those choices. And I have to be very careful about how I word this because people are going to hear this and listen differently. So I'll be very succinct when I say this. Remote viewing, professional remote viewing, is extremely precise. It's highly technical and very rigorous. The way we search the global mind is not willy-nilly. It's very, very precise. And we have to make sure that we get those search terms correctly. So I entered into the matrix, the global mind, the search term, and these terms appear as ideas, patterns of information. There are no words in the global mind. The ideas have a meaning and a pattern all their own. I won't get into the technicalities. We do that in our advanced workshop, but not here. What I was looking for was the next mass human death-causing earthquake. And I don't mean just the next destructive earthquake like we saw, like we see coming up in some future in Carson City or Seattle. I don't mean just those. I mean something akin to what we're witnessing now in Japan, which is going to cause a lot of deaths, George.
Yes, no doubt.
So the idea specifically is the next mass human death-causing earthquake. And that's anywhere in the world, right? That's where we go in.
All right.
You know, and we're looking for output. The output, now, our lower thinking mind, instead of our higher mind, our lower egoic mind, our analytical mind, I would have thought that the output of that would be something like, oh, let's see, Indonesia again, maybe even Japan again, west coast of the United States, L.A., San Francisco. But that's not what came out.
And that's all possible still. You can't,
all those things are possible,
yeah,
but here are the two keys here. One key in terms of our science is the word next. We know that this works. It's tried and proven. There are a couple of other...
you may be right.
Well, it's not a matter in our mind's eye of right or wrong. My job is not to think or be right or wrong. My job is to know. If we can remote view something, an event in the future... or in the past, it already exists in time. It's there. Otherwise, we would not be able to download it.
You know, experts, Ed, have said that if a big one hits there of a 777, it could be, economically, first of all, the biggest disaster in the United States ever.
Yes. I've seen the experts' assessments of that, too, and I've seen other things. For instance, you have a nuclear power plant that's on very shaky ground, literally and figuratively, about 2 hours' drive north of you at the Callaway plant. And the worst-case analysis there, if that were to break, is 53,000 people.
Here are the states. Here are the states that could be affected by a major earthquake in the New Madrid seismic zone. Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, a little bit of Alabama, Arkansas, Missouri, and who knows in wider regions around there. Like I was just saying, when these three hit in 1811, 1812, they heard these things, you know, church bells rang in Boston, in Toronto, sidewalks cracked in Washington, D.C., chimneys toppled in Maine. And that was back over 100 years ago when the population was not nearly what it was, where the cities weren't nearly as built up as they are now. Ed, now it could be a disaster of biblical proportions.
We're talking, well, actually the one in Japan is one of biblical proportions. It just hasn't had time yet.
If the nuclear plant wasn't involved in the earthquake in Japan, would you still say that?
No.
No.
No, I
it would just
not.
Be
because
a huge
just rebuild, like we've always done.
Yeah.
But radiation, over the years, over the last 25 years, both in its top secret, you know, sci-spy unit as well as a civilian intelligence group, we've watched these UFOs tracked. They know where every single warhead is. They know where every single nuclear storage site is. In fact, they've even monkeyed with some, as you know.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
They know where they all are. So that this has been a primary interest to them for one reason or another. Maybe sit down and have a coffee clash with them and find out why. But it's hugely disruptive to life on this planet. If you think of this planet as a garden, and this sterilizes the garden. Look at the Kishtim disaster when I was an intelligence officer. You know, we knew what happened in Kishtim, Russia. The whole place is a no man's land now because of an accident there. Chernobyl is the area around Chernobyl is much smaller than Kishtim. But if this New Madrid, when? Because it's a matter of when, George. This data would not have come out and pointed to New Madrid and the Wabash Valley seismic zone as the next one if it wasn't. If it didn't already exist in time, vis-a-vis that particular search term. But what I want to point out to you now at this juncture is that the most of the deaths will not be in Memphis and other places. They will be in St. Louis. And in fact, the Mississippi River may even change course
again.
Just to the north of the city and come right through it.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm not kidding. I stand by this. I don't know when. We have techniques to get ballpark ideas.
A few years ago, I had just gotten off Coast to Coast. I was in St. Louis, just did the show, Ed. Went home. I was in bed, and all of a sudden, it sounded like Santa Claus was on the roof. And it was bizarre. I mean, it sounded like somebody was on the roof walking. It's impossible. And sure enough, we got hit by an earthquake. I was on CNN that morning on the phone with them, and that was in St. Louis. Sadly, and again, I know this isn't right or wrong with you, but sadly, I think you're accurate that this is going to happen. We just don't know when, but I think it's going to be sooner than later.
I think it's going to be very soon because of this quickening, and a layperson's term, because of what's happening and what we're seeing now and the sun's effect on the core of the earth. You really need to protect your family and take all the things that are near and dear to you. Take them to L.A. of all places. Now, you know, think about that. One of the most earthquake-prone places, the San Andreas Fault and all that. Here we are. I'm telling you, move your stuff there because we're looking at a tragic situation that will take an already bankrupt country like ourselves, you know, and make us paupers worldwide.